Here's a question for you. Does this piece of music sound the way Minnehaha Falls looks in your mind's eye? It did to Antonin Dvorak. The melody came to him while he was visiting Minnehaha Falls in 1893. It's just another example of a musician struck by inspiration, a phenomenon we're exploring as fully as we can in Songs from Scratch. Singer-songwriter Adam Levy composed the start to some lyrics inspired by The Wizard of Oz. Now three bands, Best Friends Forever, Jeremy Messersmith, and POS, are incorporating those lyrics into their own tunes. We gave each group 2 weeks to finish their songs, and now we'll check in with them midway through the process. Let's begin with reporter Nikki Tundell, who is shadowing Jeremy Messersmith. So tell me, Nikki, how is Jeremy approaching this project?
Well, for Jeremy, the first step in the creative process, it's actually methodical, almost scientific.
When I do something, I feel like I need to just research it exhaustively, so that way I have kind of a broad pool of knowledge to draw from.
Jeremy scoured countless Wizard of Oz websites. He read the children's book, and he watched a bunch of movie adaptations. Then he let all that info just slosh around in his brain for about a week. The Twin Cities musician says he approaches each new song exactly the same way, with the belief that his subconscious mind will process everything and eventually spit out a perfectly crafted piece of pop music. The inevitable next step, says Jeremy, is admitting his subconscious is gonna need some help, a kickstart at the very least. That's when he heads over to the Ivories to put in a little conscious effort.
I just start playing around with chords generally and trying to figure out what maybe sounds like an interesting sort of progression, and, you know, sort of absentmindedly you kind of come up with something.
Whether he's plopped in front of the piano or cradling a guitar, Jeremy has one goal in mind: to forget he knows how to play. He wants his fingers to move freely, to try new things, to not be tied to commonplace chord progressions.
So I just was kind of tinkering around, and this was a melody that I came up with, and it was like,
for Jeremy, crafting a melody is intuitive. Writing lyrics, that's more academic, as evidenced by the way he documents his brainstorming in a spiral ring college-ruled notebook.
Rainbow, curtain, poppies, and then I just have simile. So apparently I wanted to say something sort of poetic, you know, using like or as, apparently. I have this technique where I'll write something sloppily, and then I'll try to copy it neatly on the next page. And then hopefully that me writing it neatly, you know, will maybe inspire some more thought, and I'll just keep writing. It'll be something new.
That method's kind of hit or miss.
Until I really find some way to kind of emotionally anchor myself in what's going on, it's kind of hard to write.
That's where we leave Jeremy Messersmith today. He's got a solid melody. He just needs to figure out what he wants his song to say. Now I'm joined by Chris Roberts.
Nikki, what up?
Hey, Chris. So Jeremy, he began his songwriting process at the library. You've been following POS. What's his first step?
His first step is to come up with lyrics and beats. Usually the beats come first, but in the case of Songs from Scratch, those four Adam Levy penned lines were the catalyst. They spoke to POS of travel, of being on a quest for something, which on a basic level describes The Wizard of Oz.
The ultimate moral of it is that you don't really need to be finding it. It's already there. You know, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
The journey toward any fully produced POS rap tune begins in his South Minneapolis home studio, and the machine that performs most of POS's audio alchemy is his trusted MPC. It's a computer that can capture any sound he samples or generates and turn it into building blocks for songs. An MPC is standard equipment in hip-hop, and rappers use them to piece together tunes the way more traditional songwriters work out chord progressions on pianos or guitars.
The best way to compare it is if they write a song on guitar, I'll write a song on my MPC with guitar sounds and other things that I've found or created.
POS says Adam Levy's four lines conjure a mood of openness and searching, and that got him thinking about rhythms. Using his MPC, he began to assemble a beat.
The first thing I did was I took the lyrics, and I kind of went through the process of reciting the lyrics that I had over and over and over again until I figured out the way to, like, edit them into a rhythm that would work. from the ends of the earth to your own backyard. But they won't fill an empty heart, it's all within. And then I built a beat that stays relatively quiet in the mix the whole time. And then I bring in some of the dreamier stuff.
After establishing the beat, POS decided to use most of Levy's lines as the chorus, saving the phrases energy and matter, myriad formulas, and nostrums and prayer for the bridge. It came together pretty quickly, partly because he identifies with the theme of a journey. He spends 6 months out of the year in a tour van.
In music, I'm still on that one journey to not only never, ever, ever get a real job, but to flex and push how hip-hop is supposed to work.
At this point, POS still has to flex some lyrical muscles and finish the words to a song, but he seems to be well on his way. Let's bring Sandin Totten into the mix right now. Hi, Sandin.
Hey, Chris.
You're following Best Friends Forever?
Yep.
How are they doing?
Well, not great. I was about to go meet up with them. I'm almost at the door when I get this call from them, and they sound panicked.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, not good. So they cancel our appointment. They ask me to come a few days later, and when I finally do, I meet up with them. I ask Bree Smith, the band's guitarist, what happened that night that made them cancel on me?
I know that I called, was full of confidence, and said, oh, come on over, yeah, we've got something going. And I felt that way at the time. And then Jess came over, and...
Jess, the ominous dark cloud of pessimism and negativity. No, I don't remember what happened. I just remembered you started getting really stressed out.
Jess convinced Bree to hold off on the meeting until they had some better ideas for the song. So they went back to the drawing board. Eventually, Bree settled on this guitar riff. As for lyrics, they'd toyed around with the idea of singing as if they were Dorothy or some other character from The Wizard of Oz, but writing from someone else's perspective just wasn't working out. So they came up with a solution.
We found a way to liken a character from the story to perhaps people that we have had relationships in our own lives, to once again have it be about our own experiences. So we're definitely taking liberties with the character of the Tin Man.
I prefer to say that we're fleshing him out.
The Tin Man they fleshed out is a slight variation on the Metal Man from the stories. They noticed that the Tin Man technically had no heart, but on the surface, he was a sweet, emotional guy. So, in their song, they took it a step further and cast him as a passionate singer-songwriter who bears his feelings on stage.
Falling in love with that person because they just seem like this really sensitive guy, but then getting to know them and discovering that there is something maybe missing or that they're a lot more hollow than they like present themselves to be, which I feel like is a situation that maybe we've both found ourselves in.
And as for Adam Levy's lyrics, they became a verse sung from the perspective of this heartless, heartthrob crooner. They hope he doesn't take it personally. For now, they're focused on finishing their parts for the song.
Okay.
In a few days, they'll take what they've got to their drummer, Joe Rand, and see if he can help flesh out this number as well.
Okay, from the beginning.
Yeah.
You got have no heart. Your chest is hollow, but it's not your fault that you're so callow. I like to make it my project. To love a heartless man and have him love me back. But without a heart, you won't know to compliment me. Won't be sympathetic when I'm feeling crappy. How to tell me romantic things blatantly and fragrantly.
Fragrantly?
I've been saying that. But I'll cure you with my